Can you kind of go through what the NCCDG study did show in terms of concurrent versus sequential, and particularly the issue of events and whether it was really sort of ready for prime time, so to speak?
We, in the leadership of that trial, and also our independent data monitoring committee, concluded that it was imperative that we looked at the data that we had related to the timing of introduction of trastuzumab and patient benefit when the results were initially made available to us in April of 2005. And the reason for that was actually multiple. So there were many factors that played a role. Number one, we still had about 700 patients receiving therapy as part of our trial. So we felt that we owed it to our patients to at least get an idea of the potential best way to use trastuzumab, especially because in preclinical models and also in the metastatic setting, we had data that giving trastuzumab concurrent to chemotherapy was superior than giving chemotherapy followed by trastuzumab. So we felt that we needed to get some information to manage patients properly. Additionally, we knew that there were many patients who were not participants in the study, but who had been recently diagnosed with breast cancer. So we wanted to provide some information for practicing clinicians all over the world related to how they could think of incorporating trastuzumab. Tell you, the results in our trial were important and very interesting, although we have the caveat that we did not plan to do an analysis this early, but with about 25% of the events that we need to be firm related to statistical conclusions, we found that there was statistically a better disease-free survival rate for patients who received concurrent trastuzumab with paclitaxel compared to those patients who received trastuzumab at the completion of the paclitaxel treatment. So based on our data and this important trend, is that we recommend that patients receive concurrent paclitaxel with a taxane. The patients receive concurrent trastuzumab with a taxane in the setting of adjuvant therapy for HER2-positive breast cancer.
But that's interesting. You only had a quarter of the events that you originally were targeting to do this analysis.
That is correct. But we still reach, a nominal p-value, which was certainly less than 0.001 for the difference between the concurrent versus sequential. So at this time, to be strict from the statistical standpoint, we have a strong trend showing that concurrent is better than sequential. But again, it follows the data that we know exist both in preclinical models and also in the metastatic setting.